Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
This week on City Counselling, I spoke to Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, about a recently released State of the City report comparing Auckland to 9 cities globally. I also asked him about the government's plans for 19 new marine protection areas for the Hauraki Gulf, which would nearly triple the areas currently covered. Here is that interview. My first question is about the State of the City report that's been released comparing Auckland to other cities globally. So what did you find interesting about this report?
Yeah, it's a fascinating report, and I think we should be benchmarking ourselves against other world cities. I think we have more in common with them than a lot of the New Zealand cities and that we sort of look through traditionally. So, yeah, look, there's still a lot of work to do here. We can be proud of a lot of things here in our city. And I think things like climate action is really marching forward for us, which is great. But obviously we're still behind in terms of transport and these kind of major issues that I think the public really understand we've got to be working on. So, that's encouraging, but there's a lot of ways to go yet.
The report has warned that the city needs to improve on some of those areas like infrastructure planning, attracting investment and talent, as well as addressing safety and housing affordability. So can you tell us a bit about what the council is doing to address some of these issues?
Yeah, that's right. In terms of a lot of these things come back to planning, in my view, and what the council is trying to do, and I'm encouraging them to kind of go even further, is look at a compact city model whereby we're actually promoting growth within the isthmus and within the places where it's really close to jobs, public transport, and your educational kind of opportunities. So if we can get our planning right, I think a lot of stuff that falls from that will be good and it will help us march up the rankings.
The government has also just announced this week 19 new marine protection areas for the Hauraki Gulf, which would nearly triple the area that's currently covered. So what do you think about this proposal?
Oh, that's a fantastic proposal to protect our marine sort of areas in Auckland. And that's what Auckland really is. It's an ocean city, right? And despite that, the Waitemata Harbour and, you know, places like that are really struggling in terms of their biodiversity and a bunch of different metrics. So the more we can do to protect these places, I think the better. And I think a lot of our Gulf Island residents and things like that will really welcome it.
Do you think that this proposal goes far enough to protect the Te Kapa Moana for future generations?
Yeah, well, we could always go further, I suppose. But the main thing is we get our foot in the door, because, you know, a lot of people have been battling really hard. And shout out to people like Councillor Hills, as well, Penny Holtz, people like that, have been working so hard to protect our biodiversity and our natural and marine environment. So, you know, let's get our foot in the door and let's see where we can go from there.
There have been some calls for a complete ban on bottom trawling on all seamounts. Is this something that you would consider supporting?
Yeah, I'd need to discuss this with my council colleagues, but for me personally, I think that would be a good thing. The biodiversity is in crisis, our fish stocks are in crisis, and that's a global phenomenon, but as Aucklanders, we've got to lead as good citizens of the world. So that's what I personally feel.
And this legislation won't have a chance of becoming law until after the election. Is there anything that could be done, in your opinion, to give this matter more urgency?
Yeah, well, the number one thing we can do is get all political parties to kind of commit to this legislation and things like it, and maybe work together. In local government, we work really closely between left and right. And I think that's something that central government needs to be working on as well, so that we can commit to Auckland as some of these bottom line things that are going to really help people.
That was all the questions that I had, but I've seen you've been enjoying the Women's World Cup. So how has your experience been having that in the city?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful having the World Cup here. And look, it's just another fantastic event for Auckland and the greatest city of the world.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson discussing the recently released State of the City report and plans for 19 new marine protection areas for the Hauraki Gulf.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.